Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome into Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Mark Cox here, along with my co-host and partner, Bo Matthews, and producer extraordinaire, Carl Middleman.
Pew, pew.
Absolutely. Glad you're with us this week. Not much going on, I mean, other than that we have a new president, and it's been a mile a minute since he was sworn into office on Monday, Bo.
And yet he still takes time to talk to the press. Actually, I made the comment to my wife yesterday. I was like, you know, it's refreshing knowing what our president is thinking and what he is doing, even if it's on a daily basis. We talked about the frequency during COVID and how many times he was on and how much. You know what, though? It's just refreshing to hear what he's thinking, because for 4 years, we had no clue of what the bureaucrats were actually making the decisions on. So you know what? It feels good. That's
well,
all I can say.
I had Griff Jenkins on my show this week. He's obviously a longtime reporter for Fox News. And I said to him, you know, it must be weird, because in the at that point, 48 hours since Trump had been sworn in, the mainstream media, including the ones that don't like him, have had multiple opportunities in the Oval Office twice now, as he's made major announcements, he's been signing executive orders, to ask him any question they want. Now, he may not always give them the answer that they'd like. Sometimes he shushes them. But they'd never had access to Joe Biden. He wasn't allowed to talk to the media. And that may be the biggest story to come out of the Biden administration, was the intentional concealment of his disability, of his inability dementia, his inability to respond to questions from the media. He would get angry and walk. They'd rush him out of the room.
And it was so frustrating, because there was very few times in that whole 4 years that he couldn't just ad lib, because it was a train wreck every time when he had to field questions. Remember all the times that he pulled out a card? Oh, I'm supposed to call on Carol from ABC. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is ridiculous. So to me, it's just whether you agree with Trump or not, it's just refreshing to at least hear what's coming from the leader of the free world right here.
Yeah. You know, diversity, equity, inclusion is a term that's thrown around a lot. To me, it is reverse discrimination, which I think it's sad that we've come to that point in our government where somebody has fooled us into believing that that discrimination is not good, but if you're discriminating for the right people, it's okay. I mean, how did that happen in America? So one initiative that they've, of course, been talking about, Bo, this week, is the fact that as Donald Trump has replaced department heads and new nominees have been confirmed, they have put out orders that all DEI is going to cease. I think he, in fact, signed an executive order to that effect, that we're going to shut down any office of DEI in the Pentagon, the Department of Justice, and believe it or not, Bo, the VA. So after this was all announced, I got a direct message from a listener this week who happens to work for the VA in St. Louis.
Okay.
And here's what I was concerned that might happen here, right? Is that with a wink and a nod, these ingrained bureaucrats are going to say, yeah, we'll do away with DEI. We're going to shut down the office. They're just going to move the person to a different title and still have him do the same thing. I've suspected this all along, and hopefully the Trump administration is tuned into it and they're going to make sure that it doesn't just move to a different part of the building. Listen to this email who is she? She's the chief of public affairs for the VA St. Louis healthcare system. She put out this email on the 22nd. In accordance to a recent executive order, the VA's Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion closed today. And here's the butt monkey here. You know what that is? Laura Ingraham came up with that term. Here comes the butt monkey, because you make a statement and you say, but, and you know they're going to make an excuse for it. Although this change brings an official end to the VA's DEI program, the principles of equity, respect, and inclusion remain essential to who we are and what we do every day. Just know that our EEO office remains open. We will continue to foster a welcoming and supportive environment for all veterans and employees. Thank you. Signed, Cindy Dorfner, U.S. Air Force retired, Chief Public Affairs, VA Healthcare System of St. Louis, Jefferson Barracks Campus.
So they just they are looking at this like they're just going to change the title or, you know, get rid of that program. Kind of like Trump wants to change the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America.
That's how I'd read that email. I don't know about you, but that's kind of how I would read into that.
Yeah, it's been a busy first few days, first week of the presidency. And this week, I love this email that came out from Firearms Association, American Firearms Association. They said President Trump eliminated the White House Office of Gun Control, a left wing taxpayer funded gun control think tank operating out of the White House, started by Joe and Kamala. It is now gone, but we have more. There's more that they want to get done. And as Second Amendment supporters, you want to repeal the ATF's pistol brace ban, the ATF's frame and receiver rule, the FFL's zero tolerance policy, the ATF gun registry, and the ATF's backdoor universal background checks. There's a lot of work to do, but it's a hell of a start, don't you think?
Well, it is, and they're tuned into it. I heard J.D. Vance, a speech he gave, it was actually during the campaign, so before he got elected, but he pointed out the fact that there is a soft registry that was started by the Biden administration, and they don't call it a registry, but they're hanging onto records of what guns people have bought, and they're not supposed to do that. And he vowed to end that if he got elected. So you know they're tuned into those things. They're paying attention. The program you mentioned at the White House, you know what it was called, the official title of it? The Gun Violence Prevention Office.
That's awesome.
What about the Violence Prevention Office? How about arresting criminals and locking them up instead of letting them right back out to go back out on the street? So many things they could do with violence that doesn't involve guns. It involves the criminals that use guns. So
on innocent people.
Yes. Yes. It's such a simple solution. And I love the fact that above everything else, common sense is being put back in place in Washington, D.C., and it's just going a mile a minute. I love the pace.
It is crazy. You know, we talk to listeners, we talk to family, and I talked to a family member, and she said, yeah, but he let out all of those J6, rioters. I haven't heard insurrection much other than this, but people are still confused at what actually happened. The pardons that Biden put out about the investigators, well, doesn't that tell you everything you need to know? But you know what? Do your own homework. Understand what's going on. I believe we're on the right path.
I think, Bo Matthews, we all just need to get away from it all for a while, right? The election went the way I preferred, and you, I believe, and maybe a lot of our listeners. And so how about just going out and doing something to relax this weekend? Today on the show, we got a couple of great opportunities for you. If you love to golf, if you love to go make an appointment with Dr. Green, we have the golf shows coming up. We're going to talk to the president and partner in that golf show, give you all the details, all the stuff you can win. And if, like me, you love to just get away in your RV, the RV show's coming up at America Center. Going to be fantastic. So stick around. That's all coming up on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. My name is Bill Matthews. That's Mark Cox. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory in De Pere. They're on Manchester Road, just east of 270. And if you've thought about suppressing a firearm, go check them out. Jesse and Brad are ready for you. They got the hugest inventory of silencers, suppressors, if you will, and great firearms. Whatever you're needing, accessories, check them out online at RazorbackArmory.com. Otherwise, go in and see them in De Pere. All right, a buddy of mine, Warren Patton, doing wonderful things out in the Eureka area with Byerly. He is the Dealer Association president of the Midwest Gateway RV Dealers Association, and they have a show coming up, and we want you to be there, especially if it's been a few years since COVID and the big surge of people buying them so they could get out of the house. Well, maybe you're ready to upgrade, and Warren and the whole show can be the conduit for that. Warren, welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. How are you, buddy?
Well, thank you. Happy to be here. Glad to be on to talk about RVs again with you, Bo.
Yeah, man. You know, with all the time you have on your hands, my first question before we get to the show, how is building number two going out on your property? Because I don't know if even Mark knows this, but they've got an indoor storage. They've got an outdoor storage. They've got a repair and a remodel facility out there. How's that going for you?
It's going really well. In fact, I think Mark's been in the service building before already, and we have both the 16-bay new retail service facility and the 88,000 square foot indoor storage facility, and we're filling up. So it's a good place to be because right now everybody's got ice on the ground; they can't get anything out, and our RVs are climate controlled inside, and everybody who's decided to store there is nice and warm and cozy, and they can get out anytime and go camping.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. Yeah. In fact, Bo, I got a tour of the new service facility from Warren when I was out there. I think I had my camper in there the very first week the service bay opened up, in fact, to get some work done. And they were still moving office equipment into the offices there when I was out there that week. So, yeah, it's fantastic. Oh, yeah. And if people haven't seen it yet, I'd encourage them to stop by down there at 109 and 44 and check out Byerly. It's great.
Warren, I mean, things happen with RVs. I mean, they're big vehicles. You know, people hit a gas pump or something happens, and my neighbor actually had a great experience with your repair facility. And I know this is not just about Byerly, although you guys are premier in my mind. Let's talk about the Midwest Gateway RV Dealers Association show that's coming up January 31st through February 2nd at America Center downtown. Tell us what's new for this year.
Well, you know, one of the biggest things that's happening is, you know, with the new expansion of the convention center, we've got a different layout, but we still have, nine of the local most trusted family RV dealers family owned RV dealers in St. Louis there. They have a lot of new products because the industry has been changing and innovating rapidly because not just the boom of COVID, but post COVID, you know, the manufacturers are going, okay, what do people want that's new? So you want to see RVs with decks on them? There are going to be RVs with lots of decks, lots of outdoor spaces, outdoor lounging spaces. If you haven't seen this already, there's ones with floating walls so you can change your toy haulers can either have more expanse in the garage or more living room inside. There's a lot of kind of new innovations that we're seeing from these manufacturers that are coming out. So I think people will be really intrigued to see the availability of the type of new models that we have out there.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'm on the website now, stlrv.com, where you can go and check out more about the show and the different types of RV. Now, I'm an RVer, but Bo is not. And I'm kind of wondering, I mean, we've got a 30-foot pole trailer now, and I'm kind of wondering, what is the new trend? Is it toward the bigger motorized RVs, the Class A's, or is it toward the, I see a lot of these little, V-shaped pop-up campers almost that you can tow behind, a Honda CRV?
Well, and I think that's what you're seeing in the last couple of years is a trend of how do we make everything feel more like home? How do we enter a lighter market? Get in. There's a lot of single axle camper availability, trying to get things that are in these 3,500, 4,000, 5,000 pound tow capacities, trying to get the introductory buyer in, the young family. The one thing about, you know, the RV show, when you come down and you see the local St. Louis dealers, we have everything from single axle trailers that are going to be $10,000, $11,000, all the way up to, we still have these buses that are $500,000, $600,000 that are the luxury coaches. And there's everything in between because there's so many different types of RVers. You know, there's the young families, there's the people who, the empty nesters going out there. There's the professionals now who can work from anywhere, who are going out going, oh, I want, you know, I'm going to leave it in one space for a while. I just want to hang out. So there's a lot of innovations where you're seeing almost more home features, you know, or home designs in the RVs. And I think that's plus the new trend of decks, the glamping aspect of it. People just, hey, this is my lake house. You know, that's this is my weekend lake house. I can take it anywhere. So there's a lot of that. And so there's a lot of reasons for people to come down and go, oh, this is a way that I can travel, take my home with me, take my vacation with me, make sure that I spend that quality time with my family.
Yeah, that's the most important part, as your dad has always said. Is your show, and I can't remember the last time I was there, but is your show like the auto show where they put out concept vehicles or concept RVs in this case to see where the future could possibly be going?
No, you know, there's a couple national shows that you get, I would say, a touch of concept out, but most of your local city RV shows are going to be, hey guys, this is the new model. This is the thing. We've already kind of tested it. And the other part of that is the RV industry is a much more faster to innovation than, you know, auto has a lot of restrictions on what they have to do and how long it takes to develop models. And our manufacturers change things on the line. When we talk about, you know, repair and service, things like that, we sell houses. Realistically, we sell things that are essentially manufactured houses that travel down the road, and you can get a little more creative quicker depending on what your vendors are doing or changes you want to make because you see, oh, this trend is going over here. I'm gonna make that change right now, that helps really drive that innovation and creativity, and I think it drives a lot of consumers to go, oh yeah, I want the new thing.
Yeah,
that's why it's always good to come down and come to the STL RV Travel Show and see what the new things are.
I hope people do. Warren Patton with us from the Midwest Gateway RV Dealers Association, and he is with Byerly, which is out in Eureka. You know, I went down there, I think it was 2 years ago, Warren, when I ran into you down there, and it's like, it's like being a homeowner, because once you've bought your first home, you have a much better idea of what you want in your second home. My wife and I went down, and of course we're immediately drawn to this fifth wheel. We go inside, she discovers that sort of where the pantry might be there in the kitchen, if you open up the door, there's an ante room. There's a second room in there, which she's like, oh, I gotta have that. I got put my office in there, right? And I'm thinking, the way these trailers are built these days, you described it spot on, Warren. It's like a second home, because you've got all of the luxuries of that you'd have in your house, with probably Wi-Fi antennas and all set up for cable and things that are going to amplify Wi-Fi signals if you're in a campground. All those things are just sort of built in these days.
Yeah, absolutely. And that Wi-Fi amplification has been a big thing. You know, a lot of campgrounds have done huge investments over the last few years. One of the benefits of COVID was it drove a lot of campground innovation, and there was a lot of already, you know, money being invested in national and state parks. And there's been some acts that have come across that are going to invest more into national parks to create better camping facilities and better outdoor facilities. So you're going to start seeing more of that happen. And so the RV manufacturers have been building Wi-Fi extenders. Some of them have been including, you know, certain Wi-Fi availability and devices that you can do it more on the motorized perspective. But then you can also add that stuff on too. It's so much easier now to get portable subscription Wi-Fi from other vendors that you can then just easily add on to the RV and work from anywhere, view anywhere, have something for those rainy nights, that happen, and you got to get the whole family together and watch a movie or something like that. You know, it makes it easier. You can still connect even if you're disconnected.
That's right. And Starlink has made big improvements for what they offer for the RV and the mobile lifestyle too, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We have one of our main internal people does a lot of promo for us has Starlink on his RV, and he preaches about it all the time because it does give you that ability to basically have your own kind of portable satellite for internet connections, because that's a huge thing. And again, people working or people who, you know, they want to get out with the family, but you know, you get those nights where you just want to all get together and, hey, you know, it's raining, we can't put the campfire out, let's get to watch a movie. And it's nice to have that secret bedroom now in some of these, so the kids, let's put the kids to bed in the hidden wall bedroom that's back there. That was a new trend last year. Still got a lot of those out there. So, and that's why it's important to come down. And I don't know if we talked about this, but one of the things that we've done to try and make it easier for our customers to come down and see the show is we've been offering valet the last couple of years. And if you come down to the Washington Avenue Drive, you can get, valet. It already costs enough to park down there anyway, but you can valet for $35. And if you go online to stlrv.com, we have an offer to get $5 off that valet if you pre-purchase it. That way you don't have to worry about where do I park down here. There's construction everywhere. Let's just pull up to Washington Drive and just valet. It's open the whole weekend for the show. Make it easier for you and the family to come down and go in. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point. Tickets, regular admissions, $15. Children 6 to 12 are only $5. Children 5 and under are free. There's always stuff down there for the kids to do, and you can grab some food and just check it all out. Again, coming up the 31st to February 2nd at America Center downtown, and should be a fantastic time. Warren, we appreciate your time today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on, and look forward to seeing everybody down at the STL RV Travel Show in next weekend.
It's like any big show that goes on. It's just wild the manpower it takes to move these units in and set everything up. Warren, you run a great show. Hey, by the way, you want to mention your YouTube channel, because you got a guy that's really gone kind of viral with tips on RV, and you want to mention that?
Well, yeah, it's actually, if you just go to our YouTube page, it's really just YouTube / Byerly RV. That's simple to go there. And we do a lot of, one of our key things is we want to put the information in our customers' hands, not just from a sales perspective, but from an operations perspective. How I get out. You told me during my orientation that all this stuff works. I forgot 80% of what you told me in a week. How's my hot water work? What do I do if my furnace works? Because RVs are houses, but you have to think, what's 110? What's 12 volt? Am I connected to city water? Am I connected to the tank? And so we build a lot of informational videos that we want to make sure that customers have, not just our customers, but any customer that's out there. We want to make that RVing lifestyle so accessible to people and just make it easier for people to understand, because there's just so much to remember, so much. We want to make it easier for everybody.
That's true. Well, good luck with that. And really, I mean, they have an actual studio. I don't know if you know this, Mark, but they have a studio where they film these things. You've invested in the future, and I'm just impressed. Warren, good to talk to you, and we'll see you at the STL RV Travel Show happening January 31st through February 2nd at America Center. Go to stlrv.com for more information.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We've got more. Thanks, yeah, we got more of Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors. So we got you covered on the RVs. Now we're going to go golfing in our next segment on Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors. You know me. I love to get out and pretend that I know how to golf. I don't know if that fits your description of it or not, Bo Matthews, but you're not much of a golfer, are you?
Well, no, and you promised me last year, Dad, that you would show me how to do it this year. I've never known.
I'm gone.
You do not want me showing you how to golf, because I've well, never figured it out myself. The last thing I do is give other people advice. But if you need advice and you are a golfer and you maybe you've thought about some new equipment or some new training or something like that, there's something coming up you need to know about. It is the St. Louis Golf Show coming up the 31st of January through February 2nd at the St. Charles Convention Center. And we've got Dick Stevens on the show with us, with a partner of Varsity Golf Shows. And Dick, welcome into the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having us on. Yeah, I mean, the golf show season is always in the cold weather. It kind of get everybody excited.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this makes you think spring when you have a golf show.
Yeah, totally. You know, we always have these shows. This is the 11th year we've done it in St. Louis. We do five of them across the United States. And, you know, it's always kind of in that pocket. The St. Louis Golf Show is in this perfect weekend between the AFC and NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. It's kind of a clear channel for us to talk about sports and golf. And we're the very next event right after the International PGA Show in Orlando. So this is the unveiling of all of this brand new equipment through Pro-Am Golf USA in St. Louis. It's the first place in the world you can see this equipment for the public.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, I've got some good friends I golf with all the time, and they just bought some new clubs last year, and they're always looking at the latest technology. And one thing I know is that, and you can tell people about this now, if you go online to stlouisgolfexpo.com and you buy your tickets, you get entered, right, for a chance to win a new driver? Is that right?
Yeah, we have an enter to win for a brand new golf equipment. Matter of fact, we're going to give away about $15,000 worth of equipment, trips, range finders, experiences. It's kind of our hallmark, and it really starts with the front door. When you go on stlgolfshow.com, you buy your ticket. When you walk through the front door, you have the opportunity to get a sleeve of balls, a round of golf at one of the Porter Golf Trail courses. There are five of them in St. Louis. A ticket to the Stiefel Charity Classic, which is St. Louis's PGA Champions Tour event. You get a ticket to a St. Louis Battlehawks game, and you get five other offers just for walking through the front door.
Dick, that's really cool that you're bringing people together for this reason. Again, as I don't know if you heard at the beginning, I'm not a golfer. I don't take the time. Daddy Mark here says he's going to teach me in 2025, kind of taught me some skeet shooting stuff, and that worked out pretty good. But for those people that don't golf and they see people going golfing, is this a show for a beginner? I mean, because you're talking high tech and drone technology, whatever. You guys are talking high tech stuff. But like I said, is there... Or maybe a spouse wants to bring their spouse along and say, hey, honey, I want you to golf with me. So is this the kind of show for a beginner, or are they going to be intimidated?
No, this show reaches golfers wherever they're at. And the pandemic exploded the sport of golf by 30%. And there's a couple of things that are really important about the show. Whether you're a high handicapper, you're just beginning, or you've been playing for 20 years, this show meets you where you're at. And we would love it when people bring their kids. It's kids' day is on Saturday at the show. Kids under 12 are free, so we're encouraging the families to come out there. SSM Health has been the welcoming sponsor of the show for a number of years. And one of the reasons we want to align ourselves with a great brand like that is golf wellness is as big as anything right now. And folks that are trying to improve their bodies to play better and just look at this as a healthy opportunity, whether they want to walk or they want to ride in a cart. The sport is blowing up right now because it is meeting everybody where they're at. And that's why it was such a great sport during the pandemic. It had social distance. You could walk. You could get outside. And it was the best thing that ever happened to golf in 100 years. And it's odd to say that, but we're still enjoying a growth with the sport. And people are really enjoying it. St. Louis has such an amazing long route of amateur golfing. It's just a blast to do the show in that market. And when people come in there, we've got almost 90 exhibits, all types of places that you could golf and travel to, whether you want to do it in a car or an airplane. And then just great lesson areas, tons of simulators. It's just an absolute blast. And then for the big kids, we've got some great liquid lounges in there. Michelob Ultra does a great job with their 19th hole, and Neutral has a great sampling zone. Tito's Vodka comes in and does golf cocktails for everybody. It's just a really great time to spend a three-day experience.
Yeah.
I probably got that part of golf down.
You can enjoy it.
I knew I'd get your attention with that one.
Just get Bo out to the 19th hole and we're in good shape. Dick Stevens, our guest from Varsity Golf Shows. You know, I was looking down the list of things people can do here. You talked about the wellness angle to this. And, you know, a lot of people go out and they golf and they rent a cart, so they're not walking the course. But I did notice more and more when I go out these days, people walk, Bo, and they've got these little electronic golf carts that move along with them. It's amazing. Nice. So you get your exercise, but you're not having to carry your bag.
It's like a Roomba for golf.
That's exactly what it is. It is like a little Roomba for golf. We have a group called MGI. They won't be making it to St. Louis this year, but you could buy the MGI cart through a Pro-Am Golf at the golf show. Yeah, you carry this little thing in your hand. This is about the size of a credit card. This is a remote, and you literally are controlling your cart, and it reads where you're at. And it's so intelligent, it actually knows where the humps and bumps and the carts are. And that's mgigolf.com. You can check those guys out. They come to all the shows. You know, we have a new thing this year that we want to bring to everybody's attention. We have an indoor St. Louis Golf Skills Challenge. Now, this is for folks that really want to, you know, they want to compete. They want to show what they've got. And one of the big things happening in golf right now is called Tournament Golf League, TGL. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy have a made-for-television broadcast where they play golf in an indoor golf stadium. It's amazing. Well, the golf shows are kind of like that. We have the same pieces that you'd see on a TGL broadcast. So we're having the St. Louis Indoor Skills Championship. We're only going to allow 100 people to play it, and they're going to swing in our simulator. They're going to putt on our putting greens and chip in our target chipping zone. And they have a chance to win cash and prizes. And if you want to buy that ticket, we're doing it. It's a $99 ticket, but it comes with 15 championship swings, a bag of swag, and they have a shot to win cash, PXG equipment, range finding devices, and then be written up in a national golf magazine. So if people want to give it a shot, take a look at it. It's one of our ticket options. And we're really excited about our putting championship we have that's available to everybody. Dave Sinclair Lincoln sponsors that, and it's a 40-foot putt, and the winner is going to go on an all-expenses-paid trip to Shangri-La.
Oh, very cool. Again, coming up January 31st to February 2nd at the St. Charles Convention Center. Make your plans now. You can go online and buy your tickets, and depending on what level that you want to buy in at, that's obviously up to you. But you can do testing and fitting. That's probably what would interest me the most, is to have the chance to talk to some golf experts out there. I heard John Daly say the other day that he thought the most important thing you could do on your clubs, besides obviously having them fitted to make them the right length, he talked about how important grips were. And Steve, Dick, that's not something I've ever really thought about.
You know, the whole thing with fitting, it's taken a while for people to understand what that means, because it sounds really high tech and expensive. It's not. I mean, if you think about it right away at the start of your grip, the width, the tact of that grip, how it meets your fingers, everyone has a different print on their hand. John Daly is right. Rory McIlroy swears by his grips and his shoes.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to spend a lot of money on shoes, but if your shoes slip even a millimeter, he goes, I'm off 10 feet. And 10 feet can mean $500,000 in our job. And wow. this is where you start. And that's the art of fitting. And we even have great stuff. As much as we love the new equipment, we do have guys that bring in great used and older model equipment for people that are trying to enter the game at that direction. Mm-hmm. And they can even fit you as well with clubs that are right for you. Shaft flex, the length of the shaft, the grips, the cavity of the iron or the driver, all of that stuff matters. And then, you know, it just has to feel right. If I go buy a pair of shoes and I'm a 10 and a half, I'll be damned if I'm going to wear a pair of nines.
Right.
So, that's what golf equipment's doing these days, is it's bringing it to the right spot. And a lot of guys don't carry all their traditional stuff. There's hybrids, there's driving irons, there's all types of things now for people to pick up in their bag.
Okay, so let me just get this straight. For anybody going out to the show, the St. Louis Golf Show, January 31st through February 2nd, Dick, are you saying that there's pre-owned clubs that are there from one of the vendors or whatever, and they can fit you, they can still measure you and do that? It's not just a guessing game?
Well, they have so much stock that they've got stuff that's available, so they'll take a look, they'll measure you, they'll take a look at your height, you can take some swings,
oh, wow.
And then they'll show you what's available and say, hey, I've got five sets of used clubs that are just right for your height, the way you're at, your game, and your budget. And, that's what we want the show to be about. We want it to be available. And if some people come in there, they're looking for one thing. They're looking for a rangefinder. Right. They're looking for a 60-degree wedge, whether it's a brand-new one that's from Cleveland or Callaway or whoever it might be, or they're looking at these guys that have this stock from last year. You know, the other thing that's really cool about the show, I think that people forget, is it's an opportunity to get dialed in with your swing. I mean, it's January. Everybody's been sitting. It's been icy. That's what's great about the show. Everyone's pent up and ready to plan for their golf game. And, man, this is the place to do it. And come in here to spend the day. The ticket's good for all 3 days if you get your hand stamped. Free parking. It's a beautiful little facility there. We've loved being there for the last 10 years.
Well, it's going to be a great time. The 31st of February 2nd out at the St. Charles Convention Center, and three great ticket option packages, depending on, you know, what your level of interest is. If you want to compete, you can do that as well. St. Louis, stlouisgolfexpo.com is the website to get to. And Dick Stevens, we appreciate your time today. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
We are too. Thanks so much, guys. You're great to us.
Awesome. Well, I hope to see you out there, Dick. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. See, Bo, this is it. We get you out there. We get you fitted for some clubs, maybe some nice used clubs if you're not sure how much you're going to golf. And then you're set up.
I'm cheap.
And you're cheap in addition to that.
Yeah, no. So that's why I asked about that. So how long does a set of golf clubs last?
Oh, my goodness. Forever.
Do you wear them out?
I'm embarrassed to say that. I'll go ahead and admit this on the radio. When my son was a toddler, I bought a set of Titleist DCI golf clubs used. He's now 26 years old. Uh-huh. I got rid of them last year.
Now, okay, when you bought them, they were used. Did somebody fit you for them, or did you just, like I was saying, just
no,
just
grab I had try? Them. I had them fitted after I bought them. Like, they can adjust the shaft and all that stuff for you.
I didn't know that was possible.
See, so okay. So I had those clubs a lot longer than most people might, but for somebody who doesn't golf seriously or a lot, they were fine for me. Here's always my argument, that if Tiger Woods came and picked up my golf clubs, he could still shoot below par. So it's the person handling them more than the club, in my opinion.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, as you get older, like us, the technology these days is amazing. And why wouldn't you take advantage of that? If you can get a new driver that gives you an extra 10 or 15 yards on the ball just because of the technology, why would you not do that?
Yeah, but that sounds like a corked bat. That doesn't sound fair.
Oh, all the golf clubs are corked these days. All the drivers.
Oh, okay.
Just a level playing field.
Just a matter of getting one that's more corked than the other one, right? For $400 or $500.
Titanium.
I mean, if you want to spend $700 on a driver, that's easy to do.
And as he mentioned, as Dick mentioned, that being corked is also part of golf. So
corked is the wrong, it's the wrong term for it, but you know what I mean. I mean, they're designed to give you that extra bounce. So
did I see something on Instagram about night golf with balls that light up? Have you seen this?
I've done that before.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a few years, but it's
fun. I want to try that.
All right. Okay. Well, check it out.
But there's a bunch of reasons to get out next weekend.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're giving them to you. So, you know what? And I know we got to close, but I was thinking about this morning. Out of all the people I've known in this business of radio, you are like the only one that really shows up to stuff when I go, hey, Mark, you want to go do this or do that? And you show up. Nobody else has ever done that. So thanks for your friendship.
You bet, man. Absolutely. You invite me to a gun show or a golf show or an RV show, I'm going to be there because I love that stuff. I love all of it. That's going to do it for this edition of Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
Have a great weekend. See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.